Walker has been pretty upfront about his strategy to win in November. He expects to do well in more rural parts of the state. And as Milwaukee County executive, he expects to outperform your average Republican in the state's largest county. Walker said that if he gets 45% of the vote there, it's all over. Milwaukee County definitely came out big for Walker in Tuesday's primary, as did suburban counties. But opponent Mark Newman won 42 of the state's 72 counties, besting Walker in the Fox Cities and much of western Wisconsin. Barrett campaign manager Bill Heyer says that discrepancy, coupled with the fact that Walker spent a big part of his campaign fund to win the primary, will hurt him.
Mathematically and logistically, he's going to have a lot of hard times. He did not do well outstate. He does not have the money that he needs to compete with us for the last 7 weeks. I'm sure he'll raise some, but at the same point, he's starting out with a big deficit.
Walker dismissed that idea yesterday. He says voters who supported Newman in the primary will realize they have more in common with him than with Tom Barrett. And Walker will be visiting them personally.
I will concede no votes in the Fox Valley. I've been up there more than any candidate. I'll be back up 3 times in the Green Bay-Fox Valley area within the next couple days.
Barrett has also been visiting the Fox Valley, spending his primary election night in Oshkosh and starting a campaign swing yesterday in Green Bay. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.